With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said Friday his department is targeting businesses commonly used to wire money to family members overseas as the Trump administration sets up investigations into alleged fraud involving Minnesota's Somali community. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
President Donald Trump has targeted the Somalian diaspora in Minnesota with immigration enforcement actions and has made a series of disparaging comments about the community. He said that the state is, quote, a hub of fraudulent money laundering activity. The new action was prompted in part by a series of fraud cases, including a nonprofit called Feeding Our Future, accused of stealing pandemic aid meant for school meals. Bessent has pointed to a report by conservative news outlet City Journal, which claimed that taxpayer dollars from defrauded government programs flow to Al-Shabaab, an Al-Qaeda-linked militant group that controls parts of Somalia. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
As next year's midterm elections draw near, GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says it's not clear who will win control of the House of Representatives.
We still don't know what final congressional maps are going to look like. Two, we don't know what retirements are going to look like on either side of the aisle right now when it comes to the ability to hold the House of Representatives. But I understand the American people's frustration. When Democrats shut down the government, the Senate stayed in. The Senate was doing other work in that time frame, and the House was out. I can understand how that dysfunction really upsets the American people when they feel crushed by costs.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. The Justice Department is intensifying efforts to uphold election integrity by ensuing accurate and current voter rolls. And the federal administrative, the FAA says a plane experienced an engine failure while taking off from Dulles today before safely returning to the airport. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center has been studying religious concentration. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
There are 1.2 billion Hindus in the world, but 95% of them live in India. That's the latest analysis from Pew, which also reports that 85% of Jews on Earth reside in either Israel or the United States. Christians are much more widely spread, though you can find 51% of them concentrated in the U.S., Russia, Brazil, and parts of Africa. And where are most of the religiously unaffiliated people? China. 67% of them live there. Michael Harrington reporting.
Europe and North America aren't the only regions that are seeing a decline in religious faith. A new analysis of data by Matthew Blanton of the University of Texas finds that the number of Latin Americans reporting no religious affiliation surged from 7% in 2004 to over 18% in 2023. This is SRN News. Fighting is raging along the Thailand-Cambodia border despite U.S. President Trump's claim of a ceasefire agreement. Thai officials say they did not agree to the ceasefire, and Cambodia has not commented on the president's statement. BBC correspondent Jonathan Head reports.
The Thai Prime Minister Anutin Chanwirakun said he'd explain to Mr. Trump why he could not agree to a ceasefire. Cambodia must show us first that it has withdrawn its forces and removed landmines, he said. The Thai military will continue its operations. Back in July, the U.S. managed to broker a ceasefire by threatening to stop talks on tariffs. This time, it appears to have less leverage. With Thailand now entering an election campaign and the Cambodian leadership saying they must fight on to protect their country's sovereignty, neither side seems ready to pull back.
Thai jets on Saturday carried out airstrikes and Cambodia fired medium rockets. More details, SRNnews.com.